Scott says, John McGivern had the best editorial on politics and politicians I have ever heard. Please ask him about it. It's called Change. Now, this thing that he's talking about with political change, is that something you did on Channel 4?
It is.
Okay. Do you have it?
I have it. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Have you guys heard the word change lately?
Just a little.
A change we can believe in. Obama. Ready for change. Ready to lead. Clinton. It's time for change. McCain. Change for the good. Huckabee. A change you can trust. Romney. Steady leadership in time of change. Bush. 2004. America needs a change. Mondale. 1984. A leader for a change. Carter, 1976. Change for the future. Nixon, 1960. Changes in the air. Abraham Lincoln, 1860. We've been promised a future of change by candidates for as long as slogans have been recorded. The difference this election season is that every candidate, Democrat or Republican, man or woman, black or white, liberal or conservative, is declaring change as the only way to look towards the future. There are differing views on the economy, on the environment, on the war in Iraq, on American standing with the rest of the world, on the future climate in the Middle East, on health care, on taxes, on problems with the housing market. But what they all agree on is that we need change. It used to be so much easier. I remember when I was faced with my parents' slogans of change. Change your socks! Joan McGivern, my mom, 1964. Change the attitude or I'll change it for you. Bill McGivern, my father, 1970. I do not have the answer as to who will be able to lead this country and bring everyone to one mind to begin this process of change. I do believe that we are at an important moment in our country's history, and the fact that everyone agrees that the path we've taken is not the right one and change is what we need to look towards is a sobering thought and makes us all responsible. Change. We'll see.
It's good.
There we go.
And I know one thing for a fact. Whoever's running against the incumbent in 2012 will be calling for a change.
Don't you think?